It's Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3. Now our debut, I guess you could call it episode, of Find It in Greenfield. Hannah is here from the Greenfield Business Association. Good to see you, Hannah.
You too.
We've had some great conversations here on Bear Country 95.3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And we look forward to having many more on Tuesday mornings with Find It in Greenfield.
Yes.
Hannah, how long have you been with the Greenfield Business Association?
I started on May 1st of last year, so I'm coming up on a year. It's been awesome.
All right. Very good. And we have a Greenfield Business Association member and also a member of your board here in the studio, our good friend Mick from Montague Webworks.
Morning, Kevin. How's it going?
It's going great. Wonderful. We thought we would focus our first discussion on being a member of the GBA and what it entails. Right, Hannah?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we have members in all different sectors in Greenfield, which is exciting. That's a big focus of our year. Being a member, you know, you're part of an organization that's here to really give you a voice. So what we're hoping is that folks will see the value. We have a lot of perks of membership. This show being one of the newest ones. A business can come on with us and talk about their business, put it in front of a new audience, mm-hmm. get some folks in the door. Our whole mission is to make sure that businesses in Greenfield are successful, are sustainable, and really feel like they have a support structure. We work with awesome partners in Franklin County and beyond, like the Chamber, City of Greenfield. But it's important to us that businesses really feel a community with one another. Mm-hmm. And so we're here to really bring all of businesses together, hear their concerns, hear their needs, and help them get where they're trying to go.
Now, Mick, you are part of the board over at the GBA, right?
I'm not just the president. Yeah. I'm also a customer, a member.
Well, that's what I want you to talk about, actually. You know, what were the reasons that you joined the GBA initially?
I like what the organization does. I like that there is, I mean, you have the chamber and people say, well, why don't I just join the chamber? Well, the chamber focuses on Franklin County and as well as advertising outside of that to bring people into Franklin County. But there wasn't, you know, the GBA is the only organization that focuses solely on Greenfield,
okay.
which is where I live, which is where I work. Most of my customers are in Greenfield and it was like, it's a no brainer. I should be on. There was an opportunity, a seat opened and I said, sure, why not? I'll throw my hat in that and...
Thank goodness.
I've been president for 4 years now. I'll be leaving the, stepping out of the chair this June, and we'll get someone else. We don't know, but the GBA is really expanding its focus. It's not just a downtown event organization. A lot of people thought that that's all that they were, but it's really about supporting the members, finding out what it is that they need, what their conversations are, and then bringing some of that to the mayor's office and also bringing in, like Hannah said, other benefits such as coming on this show, you know, mm-hmm. talk about your business and expand your, and that's a member perk only. Got to be a member.
Got it. Now, Hannah, you do events though as well, right?
We do. We yeah. absolutely do. We've got events that we've been known for a long time, like Jingle Fest. We've got some new ones that we're working on with businesses like Vintage Days. And then we also always show up to the amazing events that Parks and Rec do. So we're there at Halloween, we're there for Winter Carnival, and our goal is to help businesses see how they can plug into events also. So while we do some ourselves, the focus of it really is to have something that businesses can participate in if they're interested.
Find It in Greenfield, the Greenfield Business Association. You know, just talking to a lot of folks, it doesn't really matter how big your business is, right? One person, 50 people, 250 people?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's actually what we shaped our membership costs around as well. We have different tiers that you can come in at. We know that money is tight. We know that every business, no matter what size it is, has an eye on all of those dollars. So we do make the entry point different for mm-hmm. each business. But yeah, I mean, the goal, again, is to have a cohesive voice from the business community. So the more that we understand what businesses at different levels need, what their challenges are, we can kind of thread the needle on how to represent the Greenfield community as a whole when we're in economic development conversations, marketing conversations. We're trying to represent everyone. And it's not easy, but we love doing it.
All right, Mick, what do you tell people when you come across, you know, someone, local business here in Greenfield, and they're interested in being a part of the GBA? What's their first move?
Their first move is to go to our website, check it out. We have an online form for membership. We also talk about what the benefits are and what events we're doing. We also have a number of committees if they feel like joining anything. We have a streetscape, we have an events, we have, you know, all kinds of committees for things that are going on in Greenfield. And if you have a spare hour once a month, we enjoin you to give us to contact us.
Absolutely. And I will say, you know, for all of my athletes out there, this is a real building year for us. So if anyone wants to reach out, have a conversation about the GBA, have a conversation about Greater Greenfield and why they should be a member, I am always here for that. So we can schedule some time. You don't have to be, you know, a big business to take some of my time. I'm happy to sit down and talk with you. And they can reach me at gba.forgreenfield@gmail.com anytime. And that's on our website, too.
All right. Website one more time as well, please.
Absolutely. Greenfieldbusiness.org.
Greenfieldbusiness.org.
Built by Montague Webworks.
Yeah, we're going to put some spotlight on Montague Webworks for our first Find It in Greenfield. Montague Webworks, right here, a local business, dealing with local businesses, right, Mick?
That's right. And we get calls all the time from people that are like, we know that there's like tons of WordPress and all these other people all around that do websites, so my niece can do one, but they call us because they know that if they call, they're getting my cell phone in my pocket and I live right around the corner and I can mm-hmm. walk to their office. I see them online at the supermarket and they recognize my voice from this very show because this is a Greenfield radio station. So it's all very, very, you know, related and awesome.
Very good. Find It in Greenfield. We'll be talking to Hannah and Mick a little bit more as we get through the month and different business owners here in Greenfield who are a part of the GBA. Here on Bear Country 95.3.